Okay, so we're in the middle now of discussing this this very, very important issue, this very important nekuda of avas ish ve'isha, the love between a husband and a wife, the love between the spouses. So we spoke about sometimes a person can have a very challenging situation, right? This is unfortunately a reality, but it's a reality nonetheless, in where people can struggle with somebody who is not well, somebody who is mentally ill, someone who is unfortunately not healthy. And that can create a lot of strain and challenges in the relationship. We spoke about the idea that a person has to, again, obviously not covering every single possible scenario and every single possible situation, but a person does need to look at it through the perspective of that this is my nisayon. As the Peleoitz tells us, that a person has to look and say, I have to be mezgaber on this nisayon. I have to be mezchazek ima b'shalom bayis. You have to take on your responsibility. You may not be treated necessarily as nicely as you want. You may be possibly the punching bag in the shmata. And of course, nobody should be or deserves to be a punching bag or a shmata. I don't mean literally, chas v'shalom, but I mean like emotionally, you're not getting the sense of, you know, for Yoni, for you, this is like absolute Chinese. I mean, Baruch Hashem, you're married, well, like 2.5 weeks. So this is like inconstant. But could you imagine such a thing that people struggle with this on a day-to-day basis? You know, the part of empathy is the ability to understand that what you don't understand. No. Which is that for somebody who is going through this challenge, it can be very, very debilitating. But you know, a large part of what comes from a lot of challenges that become challenges and that feel insurmountable is that a person is incapable or is unwilling to accept the challenge. A lot of us have that situation. It is what it is. A lot of us have those challenges. Now, I'm not talking about necessarily these extreme, but we all have challenges. And the question is how you relate to a challenge. Are you going to accept it and figure out a way to deal with it and to be oymed in it and to be mezgaber in it, or no, to continually say, I wish I never had to deal with this. I never wish I had to deal with this. A lot of times, if a person just gets to a place of accepting the challenge oftentimes gets much easier, much easier. Part and parcel of why it becomes so challenging is because we are incapable of accepting it and then learning how to have tools to be able to continue weiter in it. So let's continue. So now, here's an interesting question. He says, if, for example, you have a certain desire or will, and she's not necessarily the most, they say, ishik sher oyser son baila. A good wife is someone who does the will of her husband. You have to know exactly what that means. But a husband has a strong power, and a person also, at that same time, but a husband also has to be very mindful of that is a very strong dynamic. Meaning, if you have... If a person is faced with the idea of making certain requests and expectations and placing responsibility on your spouse, you have to know what that means for her internally. It's not always easy, and everybody makes mistakes, me, myself included. We all make difficulties, and you have to know what I'm about to ask really seriously, absolutely needed or not, or no, it's almost like a power trip to a degree. That's for you to think about, not for them to think about, not for you to think about. Everybody has to think about their own internal things. But a person has to know that if, for example, you ask her to do a specific thing, and she unfortunately does not listen, you should still nonetheless have rachmanis and a self-regulation and self-control not to be angry. Of course, chas v'shalom, we're not talking about embarrassing her or cursing her, or even, God forbid, absolutely hitting her. Chas v'shalom neira. Chalil v'chas. Right, he adds in the Peleoitz, Chalil v'chas. Those are the lowest of the people. This is what you resort to when you feel that somebody is not listening to you, that you lower yourself down to hitting, chas v'shalom, domestic violence, or bizoyin. The nafshei hu choyvel, right? Such a person is a damaged person. Such a person who gets to that place is a damaged individual. Rak b'perach, instead, no. With a very soft, very, very loving, you may feel that you need to set down a certain law, but it needs to be with love. It needs to be with a certain softness. Nonetheless, even with this, such a situation, and you see it's not working, this goes back to the original point we spoke about. This is a din shamayim. How do you know something's a din shamayim or not? Is when you have no power to control it. You have no power to change it. It's external and outside of you. The only control that we have is not internal, it's external. I mean, apologize. It's internal versus external. Sorry. Literally the opposite. Which is that the only control that we have is only that goes on within ourselves. Right? That's what Chazal means. That Hakol b'yedei shamayim chutz mitzimul pachim. Hakol b'yashamayim chutz miyashamayim, because internally within yourself, that's the only power and control that you have. So therefore, if something's external and a situation isn't changing, a person has to get to a place where makabel din shamayim, that this is a judgment from God, and you have to accept it b'simcha. Ki mehashem ish la'ish, right? Because this is ultimately the hashgacha practice from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chazal tells us, as we mentioned this last week, well, last time that we learned this, that someone who has an ishara, a difficult spouse, such a person will not be subject to the punishment of Gehenim. In a certain sense, there's actually maybe an aspect that maybe a person should ask for an ishara or desire an ishara. It's a very, very wild idea. Because the truth is, if such a person had the self-internal regulation and isn't looking purely to take care of himself, then a person should actually ask for this. Now, again, that's like a wild idea. No, it's not wrong. Well, obviously, you have to understand, certain things are logically true, and some things are not logically true, right? This is logically true. I mean, if you're just purely looking at it from the perspective of your job in this world, and you're getting, and cleaning yourself out, and all the kapara, believe me, if you had ishara, you get kapara, don't worry, right? It removes from you all the avers you've ever done, then a person technically should, you know? Listen, there are, at the end of the day, it's logically true, okay? Such a person who has this, you're not going to get Gehenim. You're going to receive tremendous, again, there's two aspects here. He's saying logically a person should say, you know what, I'm going to look for a spouse that's going to make my life a living Gehenim, no pun intended, right? Literally, like that's what it is. Mitzad Sheni, obviously nobody should choose that, because if you're the type of person who can't handle that, then you shouldn't. Then obviously you shouldn't.
You shouldn't ask for it. Nobody. There's a Gemara that talks about it.
Yeah, I'm referencing that Gemara right now. That a person saying that a person should, according to the strict logical sense, if you're the type of person that would not be bothered by this stuff, then you should be mivakesh nishara. Okay, there's a lot of things like that. There's a lot, you know, a person should ask that Hashem should loyally din nisyonos. Of course, we say Hashem, don't give me nisyonos. But at the same time, I also want to be able to do a tshuva, right? I want kapara.
So when you ask your tshakun for a shidduch, to make sure she's extra.
I want to make sure she's
fiery.
I want to make sure. Point is that right? No, which the point is that such a person. And okay, so again, obviously we don't want that. Us normal people, we're talking about like tzaddik and tzaddikim who are malachim, who can handle such tremendous silence. But ultimately, for us, as normal human beings, who will lose our cool, who will lose our... No, you should look for it's a taiva, look for a girl. I mean, we're already married, but that person should look for a woman who is a balas midos, right? That's what we want. V'gam tzarek lehizchazek, there's a very important thing, we're moving on to page 9 over here now. V'gam tzarek lehizchazek l'oires avu l'man lo yubanav b'nei snua. And a person, actually, it's interesting, for your own personal benefit, for your kid's benefit as well, that a person should be mischazek ba'avas ishtoy, that each person should love his wife, just in order for the fact that his children should not develop into children who are b'nei snua. Now, the term b'nei snua, we're familiar with the ben sar amara, right? Ben sar amara, the child of who? Of the Ishi Sifas Torah that he took. And the Torah says that you may find her maybe not attractive, not beautiful, not in any way matching a Shidduch, and yet he ends up not liking her. And then, so Chazal tell us that how does a Ben Sarmar develop? From the fact that he already developed negative feelings towards his mother. So dafka because a person may have a sense of Chas V'Shalom, of a sense of resentment, of frustration, of anger towards the mother, it's not positive for the kids. The kids pick up on that. Either it's in the DNA, or the kids pick up on the fact that there's just no love here. Either way, it's not good. Ulufum tzara agra. And according to the challenge and according to difficulty, the bigger schar that you get, which means that if a person is ma'or, and by the way, it's very important in the Kudit says as well, sarach lehischazik l'oyres avu. A person oftentimes, and the way it's become almost common today, is people think you can't develop love. Either you hate them or you don't. That's not true. Love is a very, very malleable idea. When we talk about love, by the way, love in the Torah sense is not something which is like this emotional, feeling that, oh, it just comes to me and like butterflies in my stomach. No, that's infatuation, exactly. What's Ava that we're talking about here is built on a strong foundation of giving, as Kiyadu, other Pesach, of Rav Dessler's Vart, of Ava, Ahav, to give. It's developed by a reciprocal, maybe oftentimes one-sided, but a relationship that has been built. So a person can be ma'or the ava that he has towards his spouse, and through that, you can change it. I mean, how do you ma'or ava? We spoke about before, the idea of thinking about what this person provides for you, what this person helps for you. You know, by the way, just the very fact that this person's in your life and you're not lonely. You know how depressing it is to be lonely? I mean, no, I hope not. It's a very, very scary feeling. And the very fact you have somebody to come home to. Men specifically, men don't have the ability to create homes. It's just not our koyach. Which means, like the classic thing, like an older single, 29, 20 years, you know, he lives alone by himself, God forbid. Can you imagine such a thing? You know, depressing at 29, 35, again, nobody here listening to this should feel bad about that. Yeah, obviously, Hashem has his retzoinus, right? Hashem has his gzeres min hashamayim. But such a person is 35, 40 years old, and when a person lives that long by themselves, and unfortunately doesn't have a spouse of a home, then guys, like, they don't know how to build a home. So like there's like a joke almost, but it's actually true. Well, any friend that I have that's, you know, older, it's an older single, let's say they live at home, or they live by themselves somewhere, they have like a mattress on the floor. Like they don't have like a bed, you know what I mean? It's very classic. They just have like a mattress just thrown on the floor. Because the guy doesn't have the concept of a tzura. We spoke about this before. They don't have a concept of how to build a bias. Which is why Kiddua, the famous Gemara, says the loy karasi is ishti, ishti ela karasi is ishti beisi. My wife is my home. My wife knows how to build a home. They know how to build a structure. Without that, it can be very debilitating.
Some wives also don't know how to build a home.
Well, you know, listen, you know, I disagree. Listen, I only have experience with one, and Baruch Hashem, I always keep it that way. Can I know? My wife does know how to build a home. Right.
Despite
you
being smart,
you only
have one.
All right. Oh, you have to know. Listen, at the end of the day, a person can be ma'ir the ava. We're going to stop here, Mir Hashem, one second. But a person can be ma'ir ava towards this idea. And therefore, at least it shouldn't be, if for the grander picture, is that it's worthwhile to put effort into, put investment into this. Chas v'shalom, because at least your kids should not be the b'nei sanua. B'nei sanua, not sanua, but sanua as in hated. Kids that feel this level of resentment and anger towards the parent, towards that spouse, because it's just not healthy for anybody. So Mir Hashem is baruch. This is very intense. We have like another... Ooh, wow. Okay, I guess this is a real challenge in the 1800s. Okay, Mr. Shem, we're going to go back there. All the best. We'll see you. Kol tov.